Jean. Are you finished already? We haven't even started yet. Anne had to answer the phone. Sounded like a new case. Good, good. I'm about to put the kettle on. Do you want a brew? Already have one. Lackey pointed briefly at the flowery mug on his desk before his fingers flew back to the keyboard. Sorry, I just want to finish this quickly before I... he mumbled. Before you what?
Finola, I'm ready.
Anne's voice drifted over to them. Finola sighed. That was quicker than I expected. Lackey didn't answer, so Finola sighed again before heading back to Anne's office. New assignment? She resumed her position on one of the two chairs in front of the desk and stretched out her legs. Anne smiled.
Yes, and this time one that doesn't involve crime. It's a woman looking for her old school friend.
That sounds nice and relatively straightforward. I was worried it might be something that would require hours and hours of surveillance in this terrible weather. Finola pointed towards the window, where rain was pelting down and the wind was howling.
Don't get ahead of yourself. You don't know what will be involved in the mission I have for you.
Another new case.
Not really new, Anne admitted. You already know about it, actually. But there just hasn't been any time to deal with it.
She paused and swallowed. The penny finally dropped for Finola. Malcolm. Anne nodded.
I want you to go to York and look into the matter yourself. By talking to people in person, you might well find out more than what we've discovered online and on the phone. I've booked you a train ticket for this afternoon and reserved a room at the Laburnum Guest House. Tomorrow you'll be able to chat to office workers and shop assistants, and on Saturday you should be able to meet with people at their homes.
Anne slid a large brown envelope across the table.
Here are the documents.
Finola nodded. What time does the train leave?
Just after 3. You can check in at the guest house at 6.
Okay, so there's a bit of time for breakfast before I go, Finola replied with a wink.
Yes, I'm sorry for packing you off to York at the last minute, but who knows if I can do without you next week. And it's about time.
Oh, don't worry. I'll manage. Anne stood up. Did that mean the meeting was over? Maybe you should tell me a bit more about your late husband, asked Finola. If I'm to play your daughter, a little more information would be helpful.
Lackey will brief you, Anne explained. I've got other things to do.
Aha! Lackey's earlier comment was starting to make sense now. Finola understood that Anne wasn't exactly keen to talk about the man she'd been married to for so long. The man who'd managed to make their money disappear before he was run over and killed by a lorry. In England, of all places. Lackey. Lackey looked up from his screen.
Ready?
Finola nodded.
Come in, but watch out. Olga's hiding somewhere. You don't want to trip over that bloody cat like I did earlier. Did you bring your breakfast?
Balancing a plate bearing a generously filled cheese sandwich and her mug of tea, Finola made her way between stacks of paperwork to the small sofa in the corner of Lackey's office.
Yes, I hope you don't mind if I eat something while we talk. My stomach needs something to settle it down, I think. I'm feeling a tad queasy.
Lackey spun his desk chair around to face her.
No problem at all. Besides, you're my boss, so I can't forbid you from doing anything.
He'd said it with a grin, but Finola grimaced. McTavish and Scott was indeed her and Anne's detective agency. But where would they be without Lackey's brilliant computer skills? And he was such a pleasant person, quiet and reserved, with keen powers of observation and no shortage of intelligence. Added to this were his many years of experience and his unconditional loyalty to Anne. Finola had learnt to appreciate him very much over the last few weeks.
There's a full pot of tea on the warmer in the kitchen if you'd like some more, said Finola as she sat down on the sofa.
Lackey shook his head.
I'm good, thanks.